Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, I would like to thank the clarification that was provided by the Mr. Fix about the third measure. I do not agree with the evaluation. That's just a technical issue, because it has impact. It has budgetary impacts, but and it will not be. It will not overload the Secretariat, because anyone that knows how to use an Excel knows that in 2 seconds it's possible to recalculate this this credit. But as I do not have instructions to deal with this paragraph, I can agree with the third measure, Measure C, and understand the reasons for that. And it's not an issue for my delegation right now. On Measure B, I believe I said it to some colleagues bilaterally. I also, my delegation also do not have any problem with Measure B. Now, Mr. Chair, I would like to thank the distinguished delegations of Japan and Canada for specifically addressing the Brasilia proposal. And I thank them because we circulated this. Of course, I do not agree with their assessment, but we circulated this proposal Tuesday morning, and just one delegation. And I said that we were circulating it and we were willing to deal with, to discuss it bilaterally. And only one delegation, that's also in arrears, approached my delegation to discuss it. I don't know why. Maybe on that issue, I also agree with the distinguished ambassador of France. There are different ways to insult multilateralism. We need to preserve multilateralism, and the way to preserve it is through dialogue. And there was no dialogue in the last 2 days. As I said, I was not approached. We circulated the proposal. We were very, very transparent. Mr. Chair, what we see here, we talk in this convention, we talk a lot about transparency. We need transparency. But the paragraph as it is now, it's conducive for lack of transparency, because we don't know what's going to happen with the funds. Those funds are going to be distributed among those countries that paid on time. It's not here. They are going to the Working Capital Fund. It's not here. So what's going to happen with these funds that were not given back to those countries that were in arrears at the time of payment? So there is a lack of transparency here. If I were from the finance minister of my country, that was the first thing that I was going to do. There's no transparency. We don't know what the secretariat is going to do with those funds. So we cannot support it as it is. I cannot give consensus to a paragraph where we lack transparency of what we are going to do with those funds. And finally, Mr. Chair, this proposal, it's, in fact, it has a lot of flexibility, because we delay the situation to allow for 5 years to allow those countries that are in arrears to solve their problem. I'm not going to discuss here what are the reasons, but I can say you that I thank very much, and I agree with the proposal that was provide for what was tabled here by the distinguished delegate of Cuba, that some credits could be immediately used for the payments of the following invoice. It's a pragmatic decision. It's a very pragmatic decision. It's immediate and will give stability. It will help the stability of the convention. I still have some other issues to talk, Mr. President. If you allow me, Mr. Chair, I can take the floor later on, but it was brought to this meeting, which is not my intention to say it, But it was brought to this meeting, the situation that happened in the Ottawa Convention last week. I have been following disarmament for 3 years, and I know what happened in the CCW last year. I know very well what happened. Not quite well as my colleague Cardotti, because he was following the discussion. He's in vacation right now, so I'm not going to bother him with the details of what happened in CCW last year. So we need to be pragmatic. We need to discuss our challenges. We need to strengthen this convention, and that's what we are here for. Thank you, Mr. Chair.